This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by AMVAC. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we look ahead to 2024, one of the questions that family farms and producers are going to be asking is, what are the land values going to be? Especially that is true if you're looking to expand the family operation or you are a beginning farmer looking to get a foothold. Well, it may not be as easy as one thinks. We find out more right after this.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo Herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty Herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Luke Worrell is with Worrell Services and chairs the Farmland Values Conference Project and talks about what we're seeing here in the beginning of 2024.
None of us expected a roller coaster ride downward, still don't, but that expected plateau or leveling, softening, whatever you call it, did not happen according to the data that we poured over. Class A land on average in Illinois went up another 6% in 2023, Class B 7%. Class C and D were in that 14%, and even recreational land was up, I think, 7%. So we're all kind of joking that we're just going to run back the same prediction, because there is reason to think that that's what should happen, but we haven't started it yet, according to what we just learned.
Worrell says we continue to see unprecedented growth in land values.
This is the fourth year in a row where every classification of land went up at least some. And before that, you'd be hard-pressed to go back. You probably couldn't find more than a single year where every classification went up, and whereas this is the fourth year in a row. Taking a step further, you know, you look and we say, yeah, Class A land went up, you know, 6%, but if you go back 3 years, it's gone up 50 some odd percent. I mean, Class A and Class B land has gone up 50% in the last 3 years.
Worrell says that while overall value on land is still rising, we may have peaked on the value of cash rent. You can find that information and much more with our conversation with Luke Worrell on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.